Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, they're a coyote wolf hybrid, and they are known to these parts. So we saw one. It was the hugest coyote I've ever seen, and it was closer in size to a wolf, but I don't think it was a wolf. So
you think it might have been a koi wolf?
Kind of shorter leg. It had shorter legs. More like coyote legs.
We got something like that here in Leesburg. It's called a derilla. It's half deer, half gorilla. And it is horrifying.
I always preferred al fresco.
Well, I prefer it anyway, even in the best of times. Yeah. But
and
I will
that
tell
was
you
your
this.
Old DJ name, too, al fresco.
I think the simplicity of, hi, it's al fresco. How you doing, everybody? What a great time we're having on the al fresco.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I hold in my hand a recorder, as requested by Rob. Rob's tried to get me to do this for the last few days.
Yes.
I can't play it.
You're supposed to be like Ferris Bueller and then say, never had a lesson.
There is a song by Cat Stevens called...
Yousef.
It's on the T for the Tillerman album?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Wait. That's the beginning of that song.
I'm thinking about when I was a sailor, spent my time on the open sea, when we'd stay off the coast of Jamaica.
Boom, boom, boom. And then it goes into the thing. But that's the beginning of it. If you can find it.
Maddie, you know who Cat Stevens is?
No idea. Mm.
You know, it's an amazing recorder you have, Mike. It's much bigger than
a crappy recorder because it's too big for my delicate little hand.
It's a bass
my
recorder.
My large hands on my recorder. I used to play this when I would go to Yosemite's Park.
Yosemite.
Can you play one of the hits from Cat Stevens, please? I discovered him, I would say, in 2014, and the guys are like, you're an idiot, Oscar. And they were right.
You like Cat Stevens?
Yeah, remember?
Why were they right?
Because I was like,
no, not that one. Don't play that.
Play the hit, man. The hit.
This is the hit. Moonshadow is his hit.
I'm being followed by a moon.
Now, this is garbage. Give me another hit, please. Give me the hit.
No. You want to play? When we stay off the coast of Jamaica.
What's the name of that?
I don't know the name, Rob. You're the f***ing musicologist. It's not Longer Boat. Wow, it was a Beatles song, you know it by heart.
That's right.
You know, this thing doesn't work. These are all lovely Cat Stevens songs right here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, you found the note.
Isn't there one that's like catching a train down to Georgia or something like that? Never mind, Maddie. Nobody
knows
Cat Stevens.
I can't do it to our listeners anymore. I won't. I
think this is it.
Great album. I need to Shazam it.
The peace train. Where's the peace train?
That's the one you said not to play.
Peace train. Can you fast forward it?
On the peace train.
But that's my recorder. I will practice the recorder.
And by the end of the summer, I commit to our listening audience, I will not only mic it properly well, but no, I will play one song flawlessly.
Got it, got it.
Oscar has requested the theme from Titanic, My Love Will Go On.
You can do that.
Can you play that for me so I can hear it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm an ear player.
Oh, you play my ear. You've, all the classics, I've always said that. I'm an ear player.
There are two little holes at the end of a recorder. You'll see those with the two holes in them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's one right there that's
one's an enter, one's an exit.
Stop it. Just stop it.
Why are you making this bad?
No, excuse me.
Because the problem I'm having is the... All right, stop. All right, hold on a second. Let me see.
All right.
Forget it. I can't do it.
Just give it one try.
I'm going to practice.
Yeah.
Is that the recorder?
Yes, I believe so.
It could be a regular flute.
Sounds recordery.
When I get my ticket, I'm going to go swimming. I'll just sing along to my own lyrics.
Please.
All right.
I'll swing. These are Mike O'Mara's lyrics to that.
From the front. I'll take it from the top, Mike.
All right,
from the
top,
so you can ramp up. Ramp up here.
All right. I'm going to freeze.
In chilly
the
night.
Water so cold, 'cause we hit an iceberg. When I bought my ticket, I thought I'd have so much fun, even though my husband was an ass. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Billy By the way, if you Zane haven't seen the movie,
so cruel,
spoiler
he
alert.
Tipped over the table. Then I banged Leonardo in the car, in the cargo hold, where it was sweaty and our hands stuck up against the window. There we are.
Pay me like you paint the French girls.
That's right.
Oh, it's draw me. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
Draw me like you draw the French girls. Yes, sir. The one-armed French girl. Draw me like her.
And here comes Kathy Bates to dinner.
Yes, sir. The unsinkable Molly Brown. I bet that cabin was brown. I bet that cabin was brown.
And here's Celine Dion's newest hit, Draw Me Like You Draw the French Girls, on Power 105, WAVA.
How are we doing a callback to the Titanic right now?
The classic.
Then we'll be chased by the private security guard, who's another ass. He's gonna find us and shoot us with his gun.
This would be would be a solid theme for 2020.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Gotta do something. We have to do something So anyway, I promise you, I will make an attempt to practice the recorder.
So you see,
the thing
about your recorder, and you complain that it's too big. I think we're all accustomed to like the recorder that you're issued in elementary school. It's maybe
the little
11
guy.
Or 12 inches. Yeah. It comes in a little pocket bag.
I had a plastic one.
Yeah, but yours is like it's like the size of an oboe. Where did you get it?
It looks like a professional recorder.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Like that's what they used when they recorded the Titanic album.
The problem I'm having is finding the pinky cover. That's the one
man.
Right
every guy's
here.
Gone
that's
through that.
That's it. You know, it makes me appreciate somebody like Pete Fountain. You know that?
Yeah.
Guy who could play the
Who's
clarinet.
Who's Pete Fountain? Yeah.
Pete Fountain's one of the greatest clarinet players in the
probably
world.
The greatest.
Really spectacular. Mm. Do you have Pete Fountain in your.
Yeah. He just passed away about a year
Kenny
ago.
G.
That, he plays the soprano sax, though. That's different.
I don't like Kenny G. I don't like
you don't?
Kenny G. Pete Fountain was. I think
Colonel Coburn.
He plays the euphonium.
Mm.
All right. This is Closer to Thee. Closer to Thee.
A closer walk.
A closer walk with Thee. Listen to this guy play the clarinet. Yeah. I wish you had some of his fast stuff.
Oh, I do. I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Wait, play some of it. And by the way, Pete Fountain would be the only musician. It's another slow one.
Give me a sec.
Pete Fountain was the only musician that I truly fell in love with that was actually on the...
I'm guessing here. I'm not that familiar with his catalog.
It's good lounge music.
This should be a little more...
Pete Fountain, the late, great Pete Fountain. For those of you in the listening audience, this is the Saintsville... I think this might be the Saintsville Archive, but I don't know what Rob has.
It's fun.
No, this is, this is Put On Your Old Gray Bonnet.
Was he big in the 20s?
No, he was. He was
Thanks,
actually
Kathy.
From the 19. He's established in the 50s
All right,
and 60s.
Pete Fountain, your Pete Fountain is very mellow.
I know I've Fountains of bad. Wayne.
I have that as well. Mm.
All right, listen to this guy play clarinet. Ready? Right. He will eventually.
The song.
Now, this is just a simple tune.
Yeah.
Right.
But then as he gets into the song, he's going to start doing his stuff. Oh, when that tone is... anyway.
I like
so
it.
So he played in New Orleans up like to the day he died. He had a standing
gig.
Like you
go to
there.
Like a blues club and hear him?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I gotta learn more about music, especially jazz or the blues. Is jazz the same as the blues?
No.
Damn it.
All right, yeah, you can turn that down.
All right.
So I want to thank my sister at 9:15 for texting me not to be an alarmist, but Hancock cases have doubled since Friday.
Oh.
Okay. Doubled up here?
Two.
I mean,
two people.
Two.
We are having an issue up here with the COVID. It's made the national papers. And so, it's a question of people coming in. And this is our problem in our society right now, is that people that come into a state where you're supposed to quarantine, and you're supposed to get tested. Well, it's very difficult to get tested. And then within 72 hours have your results because nobody's getting there.
Not if you follow the rules, Mike. I'm doing it myself. I hunt and pecked. I'm going today after I would say I got a 12:30 call, 1:30. I'm going with Shannon to a doctor, which is not our doctor.
A doctor.
Got to travel. A lot of people I've found have traveled a bit to get these tests that are going to come back in 8 hours.
If you do the work, you can find them. And we're driving 40 minutes. It shouldn't be that way. Yes.
It should not be
it was,
the
it was,
case.
It was, look, was it a pain in the butt? Yes.
But is it true that when you while you're waiting for your results, you are allowed to swim for 2 hours?
No. Because my brother,
he's going to Testly.
I'm going to Testly.
That's the new app.
My brother was very adamant about it. He's like, don't mess around, man. I'm like, what if I'm going to mess around? I'm Captain COVID here. I've been screaming from the mountaintop since this whole thing has started. Let's not do this. So we have to go. We'll get in 3 days. Which will meet our window of us re-entering Massachusetts with our paperwork.
Okay.
Let's see if the phone works up here. It usually doesn't, so I'm going to see what happens with that. I'm in a part of the home where my phone doesn't work very well.
We can always Zoom her, Mike.
Do they tell you 3 days or 3 business days?
Set within 72 hours of...
We'll
know. We'll know within 72 hours. Like, we'll know on Friday.
You'll get one of those VCU tests where you test negative before you take the test. That's always nice. That's very efficient.
That's super scary. Jeez.
You can get it in negative 72 hours. Where is it? What town is your test in? Are you not
Kensington, Maryland.
I love Kensington, Maryland in the summer. It's beautiful.
You got a nice Baskin Robbins across the street.
So you have to drive to Kensington to
Kensington.
I believe also while you're there, there's a nail salon if you'd like to visit. Kensington has got all the modern
conveniences. You've got a costume shop. I'm a child of Kensington. Silver Spring,
what are some of your favorite Kensington?
Manny's Pizza. I remember ordering the $4.99 large pizza when I was a latchkey kid and paying with pennies and then seeing...
do that now, shortage.
No. Well, no, they would want it, actually. They'd take all my coins.
Yeah, but don't have
any. I sent along her phone
pennies
number.
Pennies and dimes
sure
and
she's
nickels.
Going to pick it up or
a
not.
A quarter was too much.
I sent that along to you boys, and if we get my sister's phone number, she can talk about this. So the issue is, as I predicted, I said, well, it's summertime,
people, the living is easy.
You know, no one's really paying attention to what the deal is, which is no vacation time. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to, you know, kind of hunker down at home. But people are coming into the state of Maine because they're not changing that. And they're going to be...
It's a sheer population density game, Mike.
Well, the density is in Bar Harbor, Maine, and people came in, and there were 35 rumored cases that popped from one particular site. They're these super spreaders that they worry about. That's the thing. And, you know, you just have to...
It's coming for the lobster ice cream, you leave with the COVID.
Rob, do you know the way it works? If people want to go on a take a vacation, they
they're
take
not going to be denied.
They're
not going to be denied,
right?
Of course.
These are the thoughtless people like Oscar.
I'm driving out of my way for a test. And by the way, getting another test when we get
there. You're going across state lines for non-essential purposes.
It's going to be excellent that he has a chance to vacation with his paperwork in his hands. He's doing fine.
If we lived in draconian times, and you know, this was all of this would be avoidable if we did things correctly. But it should be, you know, where you get a test and you find out the next day and then you're OK. But right now, you're going to get your test. And how long after you get your test?
Within 72 hours, guaranteed.
Within 72 hours.
Yes. Okay. Now, do you pay a premium?
I bet it's closer to 80.
You pay a premium. So do I know what
how much does it cost? See, that's
like
that's just
you know what? You know,
but you know what? That's America, too. That's America, too. You can get it in 72 hours.
This is how much of an a-hole I am. And I hope to God my brother isn't listening. He never listens. He doesn't care. My brother said, whatever the cost is, because he's adamant about this. Because I called him. I said, hey, man, I don't know what this is going to cost because my doctor's saying that they don't even have any. He's like, I'll take care of it. So when they called and said, we have four, how many do you need? I said, we need two. I didn't even ask the price because that.
So you don't know the price
that
yet?
That receipt is going to go right to my brother.
So and you don't know what the price is.
No, we're happy to test you, Mr. Powers.
$100 a piece, I imagine. Worst case scenario.
I texted all of you guys. Did you get it yet?
No, but
I actually have Kathy's numbers.
That's how in it. What?
I have Kathy's numbers. I sent them to Pony.
All right, Pony,
your text
had
rolled in yet. Do you want to call her home or her mobile? Because I have both.
You know
mobile.
What? Maddie, you're going to have to call because Pony's actually working on a different problem, working on her infrastructure, but Maddie can call from her end.
Okay, Maddie, thank you.
All right.
I bet it's $150 they charge you.
Something like that.
Give Maddie the number if you don't mind, Rob.
You bet.
Thank you. So let me give you some more context about this 72 hours. As I'm like, we're going out today afterwards. Governor Cuomo today said that if you're coming from D.C. now, you do not need a test. He's given the green light to D.C. and Maryland.
What's interesting about where you are is the hard time is being given to the people in the state that you are traveling to.
Right.
For the Mainers are saying, stay away, Massachusetts folks.
They're not saying
stay away, but they have to go through the whole thing. Now, you're going through a thing in Massachusetts, but Massachusetts has you know, some tough numbers in that state right now.
People in Maine, especially Hancock, are saying the cases are up since Mike has come to town.
Thank
God it's happening now and not like a week after you got there, Mike, because everybody would be blaming you.
Did you have to wipe down your power washer?
No, but I went in to a hardware store and got a screw today. And
hey, now.
And that's it. It's population density. But the tourists, the point I'm trying to make is the tourists are coming. And we're calling my sister right now
yes.
on her mobile.
Great work, Maddie.
Thank you, Maddie. Mike, your text isn't here yet, but I'll let you know the moment it arrives.
Hello?
Hello, Kathy. This is your brother. I'm taping my show right now.
Uh-oh. I'm in a car.
But when you text me at 9:15, that's when we're taping our show. So when I get a text that says, not to be an alarmist, but Hancock cases have doubled since Friday. I have to call you. I have to call you with that because you know, you scared me in the middle of the show and I completely lost my train of thought. And now I'm thinking about.
I apologize.
Say hi to the boys. You're actually on the real show now.
Hi, Kathy. We miss you.
Hi, guys. Hi, Oscar. Hi, Rob. What's up?
Next week, you want to come in and be on the show and hang out for a little bit on my show next week?
Yes, I can give an update on the coronavirus in Hancock County, Maine. How does that sound?
What did you hear about our lowly populated county here. What does doubling mean? Like, what does doubling mean? How many cases?
34 cases.
Total.
It has gone, last week, it was 18 cases. So it's
this is fake news then. That would be 36 if it doubled. It's less than double.
Okay, so I exaggerated.
You're rounding up.
You're an alarmist. You're an alarmist.
I am an alarmist. But no, I think we have to be. I think my brother hit the nail on the head. What we have to figure out is, do you know what the people are doing with whom you are choosing to interact? Where are they going when they are not with you? And that's the big question.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true. That's what we have to be aware of. And yes, Oscar, you're raising your hand.
While we're at it, how's the wildlife population on Hancock Point?
Do you want to hear about
increased?
Do you want to be? Oscar wants to hear about the coy wolf.
Yeah, have you seen the chupacabra up there
Oscar,
yet?
coy wolves are, they're a coyote wolf hybrid, and they are known to these parts. So we saw one. It was the hugest coyote I've ever seen, and it was closer in size to a wolf, but I don't think it was a wolf. So
you think it might have been a coy wolf?
Kind of shorter leg. It had shorter legs. It more like coyote legs.
We got something like that here in Leesburg. It's called a derilla. It's half deer, half gorilla, and it is horrifying.
The derilla.
Will have hybrids.
All right, listen. I want you to
go on this show if you're just going to make fun of me.
No, we're not having fun. Where are you off to? Are you going grocery shopping?
I'm going for my once a week grocery shop. Yes.
Okay. Oscar's raising his hand again.
Kathy, I don't mean to really.
Oscar, yes, Oscar.
I'm curious why you could not take a moment to help Mike pull in the boat yesterday morning, because I felt like that was a family project and he did it all by himself.
He will tell you. I know you already know the answer. I'm pretty sure, because it's something that my brother thinks overrides everything in my life, which was I had tennis.
Tennis. Of course,
she knows. She's savvy. She knows. She knows how this show works. She's prepared. That's why we want to get her in when you're on vacation next week to come in a live hang.
Oscar, let me just elaborate on that question because actually when I saw Mike later in the afternoon, he was like a little kid. He goes, I pulled the boat all by myself. I backed it down. I said, wait a minute. You really, really? Who helped you? Nobody helped me. I did it all by myself.
You're an ass. You're an ass. That is so mean.
No, that is so true.
You know what's great is sometimes
that is not only so mean, but it is so incredibly true.
I love closing my eyes.
I said it to Carla. I said it to Kathy. I am so insecure when I am up here in Maine that I do that. I do. I behave like a small child. You know.
And, I love closing my eyes and hearing a conversation that could have been happening in 1966 because I really feel your relationship has organically stayed stagnant for the last 60 years.
Right. There has been no evolution. But what I was saying that in a humorous way, but what I really wanted to say is my inaction yesterday morning and my putting my own needs first basically empowered Mike.
Yes. Well done, Kathy.
That's the whole relationship in a nutshell right there. That's right. Yeah, he needs it. Yeah, have him do it himself. He can use it. He can use the thing. He's tough love. All right. That's it. Come on the show next week. What day is good for you?
I'm going to pay you a quick compliment, and I'm going to say what he did, it was not an easy feat because our boat ramp is at about a 90-degree angle.
And it's
insane. He did it by himself, and it was not easy. So I said to him yesterday, that is something I will never learn, and I have no desire to learn how to do. So.
Yeah, they put a new one in.
Fair enough.
And I'd like to offer a compliment, too, is that Kathy took her opponent in three sets. So that was great, too.
She did. She got me with that baby talk.
So next
Tuesday or Wednesday, okay? I'm going to book you on the show for next Tuesday or Wednesday.
Sure.
All right, thank you.
And Mike, do you need anything at the grocery since she's going?
Hey,
big bottle of get a handle of Tito's, okay? A big handle of Tito's.
Actually, we have to do it Wednesday because I have tennis on Tuesday.
Goodbye. Okay. Hang up on her. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Bye.
There she is.
She's that great on there.
Let me tell you, you know, I enjoy getting my balls busted, even by family members. That is it. I cannot lie. She said that to me, and suddenly I realized that is probably exactly how I think.
And I did it, and I did it all by myself, and I put it on the trailer, and I pulled it out. It was so good.
And I did it to Carla. I did it to my lobster buddy, Zach, up here. And I know that, and now I realize everybody inside rolling their eyes at me.
Sure.
Oh, what a silly little ass. What a silly little insecure ass.
Kathy, you did something charming. Wonderful, wonderful.
You did something millions of people do every day. Oh, how special are you? You fat moron. Thank you. Let's start the goddamn show. There we go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Want to see a picture of a guy with elephantitis of the nuts? It's pretty tasty.
No, thank you.
How do you think he rides a bike? Oh, Claire? Would you ever consider dating a guy like this?
Can't you just leave me alone?
I mean, if he had a great personality, was a good dancer, and had a cool car. Although you'd probably have to ride in the back seat because his nuts would ride shotgun.
Hey, what?
If I lose my temper, you're totaled, man.
Totally?
Totally.
Excuse me, fellas, I think we should just write our papers.
You know, Bender, you don't even count. You may as well not even exist at this school.
Well, I'll just run right out and join the wrestling team. Maybe the prep club, too.
I'm in a math club.
What do you guys do in your club?
We talk about physics, properties of physics.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
Yeah, well, I guess you could consider it a social situation. I mean, there are other children in my club. At the end of the year, we have you know, a big banquet at the Hilton.
You load up, you party.
I don't know what we get dressed up. I mean, but we don't get high. And I didn't have any shoes, so I had to borrow my dad's. It was kind of weird because my mom doesn't like me to wear other people's shoes. And my cousin Kendall from Indiana, he got high once. And, you know, he started eating like really weird foods. And then he just felt like he didn't belong anywhere, you know, kind of like, you know, Twilight Zone kind of.
Sounds like you.
Look, you guys keep up your talking and Vernon's going to come right in here. I got a meet this Saturday. I'm not going to miss it on account of you boneheads.
Oh, and wouldn't that be a bite, huh? Whoa, missing a whole wrestling meet.
Well, you wouldn't know anything about it. You've never competed in your whole life.
Oh, I know. I feel all empty inside because of it. I have such a deep admiration for guys who roll around on the floor with other guys.
You'd never miss it. You don't have any goals.
Oh, but I do.
Yeah?
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
You wear tights? No, I don't wear tights. I wear the required uniform.
Tights.
Shut up.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital and also Leesburg, Virginia, and the great state of Maine. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We're also heard all over the place. Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada, Williamsburg, Brooklyn, New York, Swan Quarter, North Carolina, Myersville, Maryland, Camden, Maine, Park Rose in Portland, Oregon. We're all over the place. Glad to have you along.
You know, it occurred to me yesterday, Mike, I think from Thunder Bay, Ontario, that's the birthplace of Paul Schaefer.
Really? Hey, David.
I used to love when you would do that during the news occasionally.
By the way, if anybody ever tells you, this is just if you have the balls to do it and you want to do it, a cocktail party or a get-together when you're getting it. Somebody says something that they think is funny that you don't think is funny, or somebody tells a joke that's not funny and everybody's out laughing, you just go,
the way Paul used to do the bad monologue jokes.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you about Cornerstone First Financial. This comes from a close friend of the show, Eric Zoolander Stulginski.
Woo! Stulgs!
Noted accountant, former friend of TMOS, still a friend of TMOS.
Current friend, yeah.
Prominent conservative. Buy something, say something. Cornerstone First Financial is helping me refinance. This is from Eric from Zoo at 2.875% with practically no loan origination fees. Let me tell you about this guy Zoolander. After he worked in dabbled in radio a little bit and teeth, he got into accounting. He knows
he's
numbers
got a
better
wonderful
than anybody.
Smile. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. He's a numbers guy, correct, Oscar? This guy
absolutely
knows his stuff.
Absolutely.
He tutored you when you were in business school.
He actually works at a firm that goes and investigates and audits corporate firms. So he's a numbers of numbers guy.
Yep.
I am so thrilled when anybody in our wheelhouse gets involved with Cornerstone First Financial, because they're really the definitive local advertiser we have. We'd love to have more, but people are afraid. Cornerstone First Financial took the plunge with us, and when listeners are supporting them and getting a great deal in the process, that is just a tremendously gratifying thing for all of us. Zoo says the process literally couldn't be easier, and we are hundreds per month. We're saving hundreds per month. Highly recommend using them, even if you're just thinking about making a move. They are very forward with their pricing and estimates, unlike another lender we inquired with, who wouldn't give us an estimate until they did a hard pull on our credit. No thanks. Good. That's because because they're good people.
Yeah,
they're decent people. It's Cornerstone First Financial, Mark Livingstone and Company over there. Give them a call, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And check them out. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. We love dealing with them.
Good folks.
I've used them. Oscar's used them. That doesn't happen by accident. No. We're not doing that because they're an advertiser on the show. We're doing that because they're an advertiser on the show. We thought of them, but then when we got involved with them, we knew they were fantastic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Send that down to my buddy Mark. And Mark, salute. I don't think I dealt with Joanna exclusively when I deal with him. And I'd love to get Mark can come up if he wants to, but
all
just
right.
Duck in sometime.
Absolutely.
I'd love to get him on
let's
the show and give him a personal thank you for supporting TMOS.
Let's do it.
Which we should do with more of our advertisers. That's a good stuff. Welcome to the show. Kathy will be booked next Wednesday on the show. Oscar is going to Massachusetts to his brother's house. Cape Cod. You're getting all the prerequisite stuff,
sir.
But it just speaks to the inadequacy. And people are coming into vacation areas and they're saying F it. Because they don't want to pay for it.
Look, first, health and safety is primary to paramount to my concern as far as following the rules.
Nobody, and by the way, you have walked the walk on that from the beginning regarding Podcast Village.
Yep.
And, we had a scare. We had a little scare with you a week ago.
Yes.
But I'm glad that that worked out. And I can see you doing that. And I think your family members who are all in the medical profession, they feel the same way.
I mean, they work at a hospital and they're getting COVID tests out of precaution for us as well.
Right.
Who does that, right? That's such a thoughtful family. Where I'm like, the people I'm scared about, I'm like, it's us. But no, they said, we're getting COVID tests on Thursday. You're getting yours on Wednesday. So when we all get there, hypothetically, we should all be within this window. But if it doesn't, at least we've done everything we can to protect each other. And make no bones about it, there isn't going to be sightseeing. Like, I'm going to spend time with my brother, my sister-in-law, and my nephew, and my wife, and Santos. There's no running around, going to Martha's Vineyard, going to town. No, there's gonna be a lot of carry out, hanging out at the house.
No bar scenes.
I'm in this house up here more than I'm not. I interact with people outside, and now we're even backing off on going out to grab a bite outside. But if I do go out to a place, I'm normally outside. I haven't eaten inside in a long time. I think that's a cool thing to
You've
do.
You've always preferred al fresco.
Well, I prefer it anyway, even in the best of times. Yeah. But
and
I
that
will
was
tell
your
you this,
old DJ name, too, al fresco.
I think the simplicity of, hi, it's al fresco. How you doing, everybody? What a great time we're having on the al fresco get-together. Really, really good times. Yeah, we are having some great times, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Al Fresco Show. All right, boy, it's a beautiful day to get outside, isn't it? Yes, sirree. Boy, I'm feeling like maybe a little pasta carbonara. How about a little of that on a nice little porch? Yeah. Listen, I'm going to enjoy that, but I'm going to enjoy it out of doors. This is the Al Fresco get-together for a fabulous Wednesday.
Yes.
Anyway.
You're listening to the Al Fresco Show.
I think if we had a message from the top down, a clear national message, it is simpler than you think. You can look, you can worry about where people have been, which in Kathy's case, I think if you do that, you might have a little trouble. You might go a little bat-ass.
Sure.
But if you were going to be letter of the law, you don't have contact with anybody. That's hard to do. You know what's not hard to do? It's not hard to be in a tourist town and avoid walking into a crowded ice cream mm-hmm. shop with 60 people in line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the stuff you yeah. don't do. That's right. the stuff you don't do. And wear a mask wherever you mm-hmm. go and avoid people that aren't wearing a mask. There it is.
Yeah.
That's not that big a deal. I think that's what that's the way I look at
it. We can't communicate it. It's been going on for months now. Remember when they first relaxed the rules in Ocean City, Maryland? It wasn't even a pretty weekend. And they were lined up shoulder to shoulder to buy French fries. This is where people's mind is because they're so panicked about what they can't do that they don't think about what they should do. Anything that's been taken away from them, they must have it.
You guys have driven by the roadside stand here, and we drive by it quite often.
Jordan's,
is it? And you see, you see mask, no. And you want to lean out the window and go, put a f***ing mask on.
Yep.
It's that simple. That's all. And we have them now. You can get them anywhere. You go to a box store.
Yeah, this is a quick example. We're dealing with one of our vendors here. I'll say the name Verizon. And they've been great for one of our utilities. And they're coming in. And the lady on the phone, after all the preamble, everything, she's confirming the appointment that was made a month ago because they're so backlogged.
Right.
She said, look, I'm going to ask that, you know, the people in your building are wearing a mask. And I said, no problem.
Right.
We already wearing a mask. And she goes, I have to actually legally read this. So she reads this. And then I was like, no problem. Good to go. We believe in it. We're good. She goes,
yeah, way to go.
She goes, she said, you wouldn't believe how many people have to fight about this. Thank you.
It's insane. It's insane because it was never done from the beginning.
Right.
And all we have to do is I will never, ever in my lifetime. And I think when the dust settles, we're going to look back. If you think right now, I think we're desensitized to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you think in 20 years, in 30 years, when I'm dead and gone, in 40 years, whenever that time comes, our school children are going to look back on this and we are going to be eviscerated.
How? Of course.
America will be raked over the coals for our idiocy.
This will be worldwide, too.
Total. Yes.
Worldwide, we will be mocked. This will be a legendary low ebb in the world of history.
Look, I know this is an extreme. Oh, maybe it's not. I don't know. I don't want to compare the two. But I always thought the same of how did East Germany or Germany at the time, how did Hitler rise to power? Nobody was like, what the F is going on here?
You get a little perspective on that, don't you? When you see the way people will just take non-facts and kind of run with them.
I invite you to go all the way back to 2016.
Yeah, but guys, think about it. I used to make the excuse of like, well, they didn't have information, they didn't have the internet, they didn't have enough like free press, that was state control. Like, and I wasn't making excuses for what the Holocaust
put into perspective how it happened,
how as a society the crazies can take over,
they can take power, and how the checks and balances weren't there to see that happen.
And how much it matters
now. I'm like, we have everything. Right. We have everything at our disposal.
And it still happens.
It still happens.
Well, at the base level, no matter how much information there is, there's always a large segment of the personality of human beings that love to be told what they want to hear. And when they're told that, they're going to follow and go. I trace it back to the when the Rush Limbaugh craze hit in the 80s. Yeah. It was him spouting what people wanted to hear over and over again, and they were addicted to it.
Speaking of that, and we'll be done with this heaviness because we've got some important things like how you pronounce a candy name. That's really important. Yeah. That's the stuff we're going to get to, the real idiot stuff and Carla making spaghetti. But let me just throw this in there, okay? We're going to go a little long with this segment.
That's fine.
I wrote this at the top of my page today, all right? I think there's a must read out there. It's American Dirt. I'm sorry I don't have the author. Maybe one of you guys can grab that for me. It's a New York Times bestseller called American Dirt. That is a must read for every American right now. And it's a novel. It's fiction. That's okay. It's still fiction based on a tremendous amount of research on what goes on. And in
Janine
conjunction
Cummins.
With that. What's it?
It's author Janine Cummins.
Janine Cummins and American Dirt. You read that and then follow that up with a program that's on right now on Netflix called Immigrant Nation. And I think there's a term that I learned in the last week, which is I think it's time for people to individualize how they think about other people. I think if you do that, you might make some progress. You might make a little bit of progress. But I think it's really, 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 really important to point out that what's being done to a segment of the world's population when it comes to America and people coming into this country and what was done before to these immigrant families separated at the border and what they go through. I think I just would love people to do that. And then get back to me and tell me if you were a little enlightened like I was enlightened. I was enlightened because I think like a lot of Americans, I thought in terms of this as people coming into this country that are just trying to make a better life for themselves and they want to get our jobs and blah, 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 because we're told that and we're told that and we're told that. I never believed that, but I didn't think about the individual stories of the idea that they're not necessarily all coming here for opportunity. They're fleeing from horrific situations, murders, rapes, imprisonment. Very, very difficult stuff. This gives you a perspective on hardworking people, and where I live in Southwest Florida, the hardest working people. I've always said that, and I really think everybody should do that. That's our little political moment here, but I swear to God, this American Dirt, if that doesn't make you feel it and feel what goes, when you're talking about people coming, through the country of Mexico in cases from Central America, from Honduras, Guatemala, from all these areas where they're fleeing oppression. And, are there bad people? Of course, there are bad people in every large group. But you don't. Yeah. I think the vast majority of people are just trying to make their lot in life.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have their frigging kids taken away from them.
Agreed.
And then when you watch this, I tell you, it's just a 1-2 punch. And I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something. I'm going to get involved because it's something that needs to still be on the front burner. And I'm not happy with what's happening right now. But it's American Dirt and Immigrant Nation on Netflix. You read the book and you watch that and you get a real perspective on a segment of the world's population that has been abused beyond any imagination.
What you said was so simple and yet so vast. You have to individualize people. And that is just, it's so important. It really is.
And I don't know how they got access. Some Immigrant Nation, these documentary filmmakers, got access to these ICE, facilities where these people are held. Oh my God, it's so sad.
Tragic.
It's so sad. And it does not need to be that way in this country. As Oscar said, we got to open our eyes and we got to get smart and we got to get loving each other. I'm sorry. Right. That's it. That's the way I feel.
No, I love it.
Oh, Mike, there you go. There are a lot of people out there that can be, oh, Mike, don't you understand?
Your crazy hippie ideals of wanting people to like each other. What's the matter with you?
It's a callback to Youssef, the peace train. Get on the peace train.
Exactly. Get on the peace train. That's right. And if anybody disagrees with me, I want you to listen to this, okay?
Oh, okay. Stop the music.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, now we'll take
I'd like to individualize that.
A guy put a stupid thing up online, and I wrote it down, and I said, thanks for the show prep, and I'm going to come in here, and we're going to have the discussion, because I really have been thinking about it way too much, because I'm an idiot. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show. I walk along
the
city
streets you used to the noted philanthropist, scientist, and first Baron of Avebury once opined,
art is unquestionably one of the purest and highest elements in human happiness.
Funding for the arts has dropped off exponentially lately. However, you can show your support and ensure your happiness by becoming a patron of the Mike O'Meara Show. For as little as $1 a week, you help support the mission of TMOS, providing snickers and giggles to those that get it. You won't get a fancy tote bag, but what you will receive is a chance to bring comedy into your humdrum existence during this pandemic. You also get the satisfaction of helping to ensure that celebrity impressions, MBA catchphrases, and antiquated references from the 1950s flourish for years to come. Just look for the patron tab at MikeOmeraShow.com to get started today. Invest in the arts, the comedy arts, by becoming a TMOS patron. Ensure your happiness by giving a little to laugh a lot.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by a new sponsor of the show, Features. Little things can make a big difference. For example, I never gave my socks a lot of thought. I would buy what I would see on sale.
Sure.
And I wear a lot of these golf socks because that's what I do. Then I tried Features. Features engineered a sock with targeted compression, anatomical design, and moisture-wicking material for unsurpassed performance. Let me give you my perspective on these socks. Here's the biggest difference. When I wear my little golf socks, whether I'm walking around in some comfortable sneakers all day long or wearing Skechers or wearing golf shoes,
right,
at the end of the day, I would feel this kind of constriction on my feet and really could not wait to get those socks off. That's the thing I don't feel with Features. They are so comfortable. They are designed with this wonderful, wonderful targeting compression. And how about this? A lifetime guarantee. Features are so durable and long-lasting that if you're unsatisfied at any point, they'll give you a replacement pair, no questions asked. And they have a variety of these socks for you. Mm-hmm. Runners worldwide have made Features their sock of choice. I love the way they stay in place. No bunching, sliding down into your shoe. It reduces discomfort and prevents blisters. So whether you're golfing, running, or you just want the best socks in the world, you need Features, the family-owned company since 2002. I love them. Features socks will change how you feel about socks forever. You can get $10 off your first pair of Features when you use the code TMOS at features.com. That's FEETURES.com. Promo code TMOS for $10 off your first pair of Features. Sock it to me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
With great Features. Website. Did they write that or did you write that?
I wrote sock it to me.
Well, that's required. Why are you telling I'm required to say sock it to me?
You know what? I should put it in parentheses. I'm sorry. I just liked it. I liked it.
I can't wait till he says sock it to me.
You know why he likes it? He likes it because it's old. It's an old
comedy. I don't even know what that means.
It's from Laugh-In. It's from the late 1960s television in the United States of America.
Could you use it in a sentence?
They used to go, sock it to me, baby, sock it to me, sock it to me, baby, sock it
what
to me.
What does that mean, though?
Let's ask the historian. Go ahead.
It was a setup usually for some sort of punchline, like a pie in the face or a bucket of water. And they would also do a short joke segment.
Mm.
And it would be Judy Carn would come out, and she used to be married, or at least dated, Burt Reynolds, right? She was associated with Burt Reynolds. And Judy Carn would come out. She's a British cute girl. And she'd say, it's sock it to me time. And then she'd get hit with a bucket of water or something. Sometimes she'd fall through the stage or something. And it would sound. It was a catchphrase.
So that has to do
that
with.
You, Rob Spiewak, had a time machine in your house.
I do too.
You do not like where you live now. You want to be what decade? What decade would you live in? Because you live in the past more than anybody that I've ever known.
It's really tough. I would say if I had to choose a year to live, it would be 1939.
1939. Oh, technically, you'd be dead by now because the life expectancy is so short.
Then. Well, you know what?
That's weird. Why 1939?
Because we were America was at a high ebb. We were pre-war.
Weren't you coming out of the Depression then?
No, we were actually doing very well in 1939.
By that time, the Depression was 29. That was the stock market crash.
Yeah, and it was we Depression. Started to come out in 34 when Roosevelt really put all the programs in place. Although the 50s...
What Rob doesn't tell you is the country he would live in would be in Germany.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
In 1939. Exactly.
Because we were building.
They made the best jukeboxes.
Yeah. No, 39 would be a good year, but also 66 or 67 would be really cool, I think, as far as television... Hollywood-wise, like as far as show business and movies.
Show business.
39 is that's the zenith right there. That was Hollywood's greatest year.
The Great Depression was the worst economic downturn in history in the industrialized world, lasting from 1929 to 1939, just coming out. You're right.
Yeah.
Just coming out of the press. Yeah. I would choose late 1950s, right around the time I was born, through the early 1960s.
Mm. Yeah, there's that whole Camelot era.
And I would live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I would be Frank Sinatra. Hey, and
you would do two shows a night at the Sands.
All right, we only have time for a quick break here.
Hold
so,
up, but you know, guys, quick, Oscar, if you had a time machine, would you go back or would you go forward?
I'd go forward.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's cool. That's you. What you would do to, how forward is the question, though? You know?
I would actually.
You really don't know.
I would go past this coming election, God willing, the results come in our favor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he would do anything not to vote, including build a time machine.
Yeah.
What if you went 20 years in the future and all of a sudden you walk through a door, you got to your 2040. And you walk through a door, and as soon as you walk through a door, you hear.
Ugh! I see when they get a vaccine yet. Thanks for the heads up.
Yes, sir. There's like five people there. So where are the rest of the people in this building? This building? This is the number of people that are in this state.
Shockingly enough, I would probably... I want to be born in the year 2000, and I'll tell you why. Because that would give me enough time to develop in a world of the internet,
right?
And I think with and this is going to be self-serving, but with my work ethic, you wouldn't have this gap of technology that we dealt with when I was growing up. To be like, I wonder what the internet's going to do. I wonder what a smartphone's going to do. That's why, right, I believe like a lot of these kids right now. I know Generation Z people say that they know too much. Good for them. They have access to effing everything. Mm-hmm. Like if they want to learn about something, they don't have to go and pick up an encyclopedia. Somebody will teach it to them on YouTube.
Well, if you want a positive thing, I think the idea that people are churning out these vaccines.
Great.
It's pretty goddamn spectacular. Yeah, I'm wishing for that particular happy ending. By the way, that's the only way we're going to get it, is if that happens. But let me get to this, because otherwise I won't, and it's stupid. So that peanut butter cup that we all like so much, please pronounce it for me. What type of great peanut butter cup that everybody
in the orange packaging.
It's Reese's.
The orange packaging. What
do you call it? It's Reese's. I used to say Reese's.
Okay, well, now hold on a second. What do you, if you say... I'm going to buy a pack of...
Will you get me some Reese's?
Reese's.
Yeah.
All right, Rob Spiewak.
Reese's peanut butter cups. Reese's.
And I'm saying, I'd like to get a Reese's. I think I do a hybrid. Some guy said, how do you pronounce it? Reese's or Reese's? It's Reese's if you spell it and
read
it.
Is it an apostrophe S because it's made by someone named Reese? Or is the name
I
Reese's?
I use the King's English and I go by Reese's.
You use the King's English, of course you do. You always have.
Well, you did the candy show. What do you think?
Yeah. Hearth. I'm
wondering if it, because if it is a apostrophe, a possessive, then it would have to be Reese's.
What do you say, Maddie?
I say Reese's, but I remember they have that cereal, like the Reese's Puff cereal, and I'm pretty sure they say Reese's in that.
If you want the spelling, it is R-E-E-S-E apostrophe S.
Let me look
that
here.
Would be Reese's.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I'm going to YouTube and playing the commercial, and they'll tell us what it is. Hold on a second.
You are?
Yes.
But seriously, it's R-E-E-S-E apostrophe S would mean Reese's, not Reese's. Reese's is incorrect. Now, Maddie, have you done Reese's your whole life?
I have. Yeah, I'm stuck in my ways.
I know.
And what about the monkey, the rhesus monkey? That's different, right?
That's that. Don't get things confused. Modern commercial. Reese's.
They say Reese's.
Reese's. There it is. Yes. We defined it.
We got it right.
That's it.
Woo. Right. Thank God.
Rob happens to have produced one.
I have just returned from my Elvis shelf. Here is a package of Elvis peanut butter and banana cream Reese's peanut butter cups.
There you go.
That is
there it is.
And I believe this packaging is 10 years old, so not going to be eating them.
Yeah, you won't eat it on air, won't you?
Come on, why don't you open it? Go ahead.
No,
come on,
open it.
No.
You think anybody's going to buy that?
What is that beverage in back of you over your right shoulder? What
it's his Mountain Dew from the
cauldron of a beverage.
That was sent to me by Stephen Douglas McIntyre. It's the same big Mountain Dew mug that was on the set when I did Crashing.
Yeah.
It's not the exact same one, but it is the same model. And it was a nice memento because he spotted it on the show.
That's wonderful. You still getting listed in their gifts. I don't do that. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
That was
3 years ago.
Quite some time ago. Yes.
Oh, it was? It was a long time ago?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just lonely.
He came after the Elvis peanut butter cups.
I'm just lonely and bummed because I sent my Harry's to Florida again.
Oh, no. You know,
Mike. You go to shipping and you change the address, you moron.
Can't you have your mail forwarded?
Huh?
Can't you have your mail forwarded?
Well, we got a person down there that's supposed to send.
Oh, you got
it to
a guy?
Yeah.
We got a lady.
A package.
Got a guy.
Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with something. I have no idea what. Right here on the Michael Mara show.
It's pronounced Reesblum.
Reese slinging. It's time for Regis.
God, I miss you all. Remember that time I was in Times Square? I was walking over to do Millionaire, and I stopped to buy a hot dog from a street vendor. Hot dog cart, you know? He asked me how I wanted it. Regis said, drag it through the garden. Onions and sauerkraut and lots of mustard. So I take a bite, and just then, Javi Firestein yells to me from a cab. He screams, hey, Regis, you know, with his voice that does that thing he does, and I get this huge blotch of Gulden's mustard right in my tie. Boy, that Gulden's is good. Yellow mustard. Mayor Koch used to love it on a sandwich. Sometimes Ed Koch and I would get sandwiches and talk about the old days. Wow. And remember when Jack Parr got fired? What a nice guy, but a hothead. He had a temper like Zero Mostel. Oh boy, what a blowhard. I saw Fiddler on Broadway 16 times, but I never stayed to the end. No spoilers, please. I'll watch it someday, or maybe I'll buy the DVD from the TMOA Shopping Center. That's it. Regis loves to click the banner ad at MichaelMarishow.com. Target and Walmart, they have it all. So much mustard. Gilman, bring me a towel.
Thank you. Thank you, Regis. Keeping the memory alive.
Why didn't he stay for all of Fiddler? He always left.
I have no idea. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Ring. We're all home more than usual these days, but it's still hard to keep a close eye on things. More deliveries mean more boxes left unattended and more chances for packages to go missing. Beware the pirates of the porch. We've seen a lot of these thanks to Ring.
Yeah.
Luckily, with Ring, you can keep an eye on your home. You can keep your home safe. No matter where you are, Ring is on a mission to make neighborhoods safer. From video doorbells and security cameras to smart security lighting and alarm systems, Ring has everything you need to make sure your family and belongings are safe and secure anytime, anywhere. I have the Ring floodlight cam, which couldn't be any better. It's great being in Maine because I can keep track of Florida. I can keep track of everything wherever I go. It's great with just a glance at my phone. Get a special offer on the Ring welcome kit when you go to ring.com/TMOS. The welcome kit has the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro. It's all you need to start building custom security for your home today. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. Two names that I think we really, really, really need to remember during these difficult times when we're arguing about masks and all the other things that we like to yell at each other about. Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley. Those are the SpaceX dudes that splashed down for the first time in 45 years.
Sunday? That was so great. Yeah.
So they splashed down last week, and I read the account of the reentry today, which was really a little scary for those guys, saying that they described when they deployed the first slowdown chutes coming through the Earth's atmosphere. Mm-hmm. The one guy described the feeling as getting hit, sitting in a chair and getting hit in the back with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
That's how. And, you know, I was watching the before they deployed the four lashed chutes that slowed the Dragon down to about 15 miles per hour for splashdown. You saw this thing going back and forth.
Oh, it did not look good. You're like, oh,
it did not look good.
And isn't it amazing? I know it's the first one in 40 years, but don't you think we should have somehow progressed past the technology of parachutes or a series of parachutes to slow it down? It seems like it's very backward to me, but it's crazy to watch.
It's fine, but that's what we got. And
I know.
Once those chutes deployed, it's interesting you bring that up, Rob, because when I watched those chutes, the four chutes, the last ones,
the deploy, huge ones,
it looked extremely scientific. It looked like they really had this system.
I'm sorry, but if you recall, in the movie Space with George Clooney and Sandra Bullock, when she gets back to Earth, she comes down in a parachute as well. And that's supposed to be in the future.
Yeah. And that's just the way you get back into the way. Splashdown hasn't occurred for years. That was a flashback. I watched it with my
70s,
son.
70s, right?
And I think the 70s is the last time we had a splash.
Smoking hot.
Oh, yeah.
Splash. These are the people we ought to just, they're going to be forgotten because it's just that we're on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley. And they were interviewed about, they're just such brave guys that they have to test their satellite phones when they splash down. So they used it to prank call some people. It's just the balls.
I wish some guy was like, I forgot my Apple charger. Like, I thought there was like a joke like that, right?
Yeah,
and
they're
like, everybody forgets their Apple charger.
We've gotten so past it. I mean, we were so, as a nation, focused on astronauts in the 60s, they were the best and the brightest, and celebrities just by very being what they were. And now they get, well, they got about 8 hours when they launched, and they got 2 hours when they splashed down. They got a news cycle. That's it.
They got a news cycle. That's it. And remember those names, brave guys, Bob Behnken and Doug Early. And the difference now, you know, it's funny. You're right about the technology. You're still using umbrellas, parachutes, rather, but the umbrella chutes that come out. But I will tell you this, that when you have 4K cameras to see separation from the space station and things like that, it's just amazing to watch this. Yeah. I'm still fascinated by the way they do it. It's the best and the brightest. SpaceX, wonderful. More. We want to see more. I think that makes the world
better.
Can
you imagine if we had this technology 40 years ago, how much better the moon landing fake would have been?
We also...
the fake moon landing,
don't realize how... you talk about... And I know some people think that Elon Musk is crazy.
Most people, that's only because he is, Oscar.
Most people don't realize that SpaceX was on the brink of shuttering and bankruptcy, and Tesla as well, because Elon Musk was he was completely leveraged to the gills, where he almost sold Tesla to Apple,
right?
Because he was having such a terrible time with SpaceX actually having a successful launch, and the last launch that had to go right before they won a government contract, it went right. And that's what saved SpaceX and, in turn, Tesla.
Right. But the difference is, I wanted to just say this, that SpaceX is special for the entire country.
Yes.
Any asshole can buy a Tesla. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Sorry.
Can you imagine, though, if Apple had bought the Tesla, that every year you'd have to get a different charger?
for the car. That's funny. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. That one's growing on me, Rob.
This is your president.
Oh, look, it's him.
These are trying times. So now I will provide you with more of my favorite words. When you hear these, it will help. It just will. Fancy, drippy, golden brown, grape, rope, hooker, intense, pointy, soda, glazed, smurf, cute, jacuzzi, parcheesi, ham, bunny rabbit, Sinbad, dodgeball, energy, pee. I meant the vegetable, not the other one, but that's okay too. And supremacy. Thank you. Don't trust the Postal Service. And don't forget to vote on December 13th. Remember, you can't spell America without me. Get bent.
That's not election day.
All right. You hit on that. I got to hear it on the show to say yes. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Patron Society. Friends, things are bad. You guys have been great and ever so generous, but the fact is we need just a bit more. We still need your help. No two ways about it. We got to ask. That's the way it goes. Mm-hmm. Please join the TMOS Patron Society. We need you to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Patron Society banner and make a pledge to TMOS. $1, $5, $10 a week or any amount, even a one-time donation. Entirely up to you. Everything helps. Even if it seems insignificant to you, it can really make a difference to us, because if you're there for us, we'll be here for you. If you can contribute, please do. Your support means the world to us now more than ever. We appreciate you and we thank you. And it was kind of a decision for us to do this, and hard to do, but boy, you responded and we're very, very grateful. And that's all I wanted to say about that.
News.
Boo. Hang off here. I like Ryan Reynolds. I'm a fan of Ryan Reynolds. And he's married to, I think, one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood, Blake Lively. They got married back in 2012, and they said their vows at a joint called Boone Hall, a former slave plantation in South Carolina. Obviously, the conversation about race and privilege has changed a lot since then, and they're pretty embarrassed about it now. In a new interview, Ryan says, quote, "It's something we'll always be deeply and unreservedly sorry for. It's impossible to reconcile. What we saw at the time was a wedding venue on Pinterest. What we saw after was a place built upon devastating tragedy, a giant effing mistake that can either cause you to shut down or it can reframe things and you move into action." That's the individualizing of it. If you process it that way, imagine some of the things that might have gone on at a massive plantation with slaves. You know, back then, it doesn't matter that it happened in the past. You gotta look at it differently.
And that's exactly the way it should be handled by anyone. And he's an influencer just by the virtue of being famous.
Yeah.
And that's how you need to handle something like that.
Absolutely. Now on to the fluff. Bringing the marshmallow fluff. Here we go. Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are developing a Who's the Boss sequel.
I'm glad you have this, Mike, because I can bring back a tape of Letterman that I've only played once before.
Okay,
here it is.
Who's the Boss is taped before a live studio audience.
Thank you. They will reprise their roles as Tony and Samantha Michelli. Is that her name, I think?
Michelli, or Maselli. I think it was Tony Maselli.
Maselli, all right.
Yeah.
Tony Maselli. Judith Light. You might be the only person in America that'll remember that.
I know.
Judith Light, Angela. And Danny Pintaro, Jonathan, were supposedly invited back, but their status is unclear.
Yeah.
Mona's gone, right?
Yeah, Catherine Mona's Almond dead. I think Danny Pintaro has been keeping a low profile since those nudes leaked of him.
Different time.
You are the pop culture guy. Entertainment Weekly say they turned it down, Judith and Danny.
Do you think it's a stretch that a Who's the Boss story is being covered by something called Entertainment?
Deadline.com says they're supportive of the idea and hope the show finds creative ways to work them and their characters in. So maybe they just want to do a few cameos. Well, it's Who's the Boss.
Yeah, what else are they doing? Yeah,
they're not going to find any creative ways.
Yeah.
So
you know
what?
Oh, you didn't like Who's the Boss? I feel like there's a lot of negativity around this.
No, it's a dumb show.
Anyway. It was not exactly a well-written opus. I do know this. There is a rumor around Hollywood that every time Tony Danza gets a show, they name his character Tony because they're afraid if they don't, he won't answer to his lines.
Did he not do that?
They did that on Taxi.
I don't know that's the inside joke. I don't know anything about that.
It's not really a joke. It's actually a standing Hollywood rumor that they were afraid when they cast him in Taxi that they better call his character Tony so he'd answer to his lines.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But he missed out, unfortunately, in the title role in Scarface.
That's true.
Sadly, Mona will not be back at all because Katherine Hellman passed away last year. Wasn't Katherine Hellman also on Soap?
Soap, yeah.
That's where she was really, really funny. Alyssa, who I love, said that she's so excited and, quote, "We feel the time is right to tell the story of where these amazing characters are today. Can't wait to share their stories with you." And Tony added, quote, "Here we go."
Yeah, amazing characters.
That's his quote. Hey, here we go.
He was the Manny before there were Mannies, right?
Yeah. Essentially, that was the Manny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're spending way too much time on this story, but it's what people
disagree.
Care about. The original show ran for 8 seasons, 84 to 92. There aren't any details on the plot, a network, or the timetable for the show. So you're just going to have to wait. Mm-hmm. All you crazy guys.
Who's the Boss is taped before a live studio audience.
last year, MLB announced plans for the New York Yankees and Chicago White Sox to play a regular season game at the Field of Dreams complex, the cornfields in Iowa, where they were building a temporary 8,000-seat ballpark. That was supposed to happen on August 13th now. Well, that's next week, but not surprisingly, it's not happening. MLB says it's postponed until next year. No new date was set. The White Sox will still be one of the teams, but their opponent hasn't been determined.
Yeah.
Another win for MLB. Another continuing.
Is the corn okay, Mike? Is the sweet corn okay?
Yes,
they could have done the bubble there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
put a
true.
Big bubble over it.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been really exciting. All right, that's enough of the bad stuff. How about some quickie good stuff, all right?
Please,
Restaurants that rely on delivery apps lose out on a lot of money. We've talked about it on this show. So, volunteers in San Francisco have been helping out by delivering food for free. A group called North Beach delivers. They pick one restaurant a week and hand out deliveries for a night. They also give them any tips they make. That's a good story. A World War II vet in Rhode Island turned 93 over the weekend, so his friends and neighbors put together a big socially distanced parade for him, which I think is great.
Which side did he fight for?
His daughter says.
Bob.
I just want to know.
Remember, he would have wanted to live in 1939.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. His daughter. Oh, but I wouldn't have served in the war. I have to make that clear.
It would have been
his daughters. I've been in the USO.
All right, shut up. His daughters say he loved it and even drank a beer and had some cake. A group of college kids. I added the cake part.
I know you
A group
did.
Of college kids in Tucson is offering free tutoring to kids at their old high school. Everything from math and statistics to biology and economics. That's nice. And a 16-year-old girl in Massachusetts named Gabby Zola has used her time in lockdown to raise thousands of dollars to help feed first responders. She's also supporting small businesses because she only orders from local restaurants. That's all people
Sweet.
Doing good. And I always offer you that so I can share this with you.
Her name sounds like a pasta dish, doesn't it? Gabby Zola?
Gabby Zola. You got a great Gabby Zola. You have soup of the mussels and a Gabby Zola. That's right. There, yeah, pasta fazool. It's fantastic. Forget about it. Now a little something something. On a Saturday afternoon, a woman in Altoona, Pennsylvania, love that town,
Altoona.
She got home and heard a voice coming from her spare bedroom, and she found a stranger sitting inside the room, drinking a Powerade from her fridge and holding her fedora. The guy turned out to be 27-year-old Adam Zurch, and he was so drunk that he fell over when she told him to leave. The woman eventually pushed him out of her house, but he did have one last request. He asked her if he could at least keep the fedora. She told him no, and he was arrested for felony burglary and trespassing. What we didn't know is that Adam was channeling the ghost of Jack Cassidy. Yeah. Hello, darling. Can I keep the fedora? I break into houses and steal people's hats, especially fedoras. Jack Cassidy!
We'll take Powerade. A break and back with the audio vault right here.
Powerade. This is delicious Powerade. What a sweet, fruity flavor, Jack Cassidy.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Fuck you.
Greetings, friends. It's your kid's teacher here.
Hi.
Remember back in March when you discovered what teachers deal with every day? Remember how grateful you were? Thanks for that. We miss them. We want to teach them. We just don't want them to kill us. So let's stay home for now. And after a long day of virtual learning, get yourself an egg salad sandwich and enjoy the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, and buy your kids a TMOS t-shirt so they don't show up to Zoom class in their pajamas. Mm. Class dismissed.
Thank you, Teach. Appreciate that.
Mike, I think that was a category, what you just did.
Yeah, I know.
That was wonderful. By the nice. Way, nothing like egg salad. Here's this portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by our bonus packages. Life hack. Lemon juice will prevent your peaches from turning brown while you make a delicious cobbler.
This is true. Mm. It's a citric acid.
Life hack. Change the batteries in your smoke detector every time you change your clocks for daylight savings. You'll never forget.
Mm-hmm.
Life hack. Use leeches to prevent bruising.
It works.
Ah, the leeches. Ah, the leeches. Oh, I hate the things. Ah, leeches. It's just terrible.
Get them off. Get them off me. Get them off me.
Life hack. Buy the TMOS bonus show. You'll laugh and laugh. And that's a nice.
Oh, yes.
It's just so good to laugh. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know what
My
to
mom
do with
used to put
promos.
A piece of steak on us when we got a bruise. Why would she do that?
Because of the blood from the steak. I want to suck out the blood from your face.
Really?
I don't know.
Seems expensive.
I get so confused when I read his promos sometimes. I don't know. Anyway, it's the bonus show, right? Is that
yes.
what we're talking about?
Bonus.
MikeOMaraShow.com. Now back to Pat Buttram starring in Green Acres.
Mr. Douglas.
That's what I wanted.
Already in progress. I knew you wanted that. Let's open up the audio ball for today. This is Wednesday. Is it August 5th already?
Yeah, 5 days in. And we lead with this because we at Podcast Village, where the Mike O'Mara Show originates from, have a great relationship with the George Herbert Walker Bush people.
Yes.
The Presidential Library. And I think this is great. There is a viral video put out by the Barbara Bush Public Library in Texas where they're selling the library, but they're selling it almost like a used car salesman would sell it. This is a great library commercial.
Hey, folks, Curbside Larry here at the Barbara Bush Library, and we're crazy with curbside service. That's right, we got shelves and shelves of books, Blu-rays, and DVDs, and we'd like nothing better than take care of all your reading, research, and entertainment needs. Bestsellers! We got them! Tired of streaming movies and want to go old school? We got hundreds and hundreds of Blu-rays and DVDs just for you! And did I mention books? There's too many to name. We got fiction and nonfiction. Picture books. We got them. What's it going to take to put you into a biography or a science fiction today? Don't have a computer? Then just give us a call. We're here for you.
So you see.
That's awesome.
Barbara Bush's biggest thing was literacy and children and family literacy. So the fact that he's got this library, but they're selling it that way, I love it. I just thought it was great.
Are they, they're just getting people to come to the library.
Yeah, they're selling their services. The library services.
The curbside services.
I made it sound like they were selling the library, Rob.
You sold it a little.
They're selling the notion of a library. They're selling curbside service. You don't buy a library.
No, but they're selling their services, not selling.
Library's not closing, and they're not putting on a truck or something.
No, it's curbside service because
they're
of COVID.
Not turning it into a selling. I got it.
Rob, may I make a request? There's an episode of All the Best coming out today where it really, and maybe you can have a clip for it tomorrow in the audio vault.
Sure.
Where it has the taped, the actual conversation that George Herbert Walker Bush is having flying from Camp David to the White House prior to the first Gulf War.
And it's an audio diary. It's fascinating.
And you hear the whirling of Marine One and him laying out what has transpired in the last 36 hours. And I sat with Rob, this was yesterday afternoon, I said, could you ever, this is what a president should sound like.
Right.
This is the cognitive.
Can we play some of that tomorrow?
It is so brilliant. It gave me goosebumps.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Plug the podcast, too.
Yes.
The podcast.
It's All the Best. You can find it on any podcast platform. Just search All the Best. It's from the George and Barbara Bush Foundation. And today's episode has the extended version of that audio, but we'll play some of it tomorrow to promote it as well.
It's awesome. Dr. Richard Haass, who was special assistant to George Herbert Walker Bush.
Brilliant man.
Fascinating stories. Mm-hmm. Every episode of that podcast
Richard
is
Haass
great.
Richard Haass is a regular contributor that I watch on the tube all the time. You want to talk about a smart guy? Richard Haass is fantastic, mm-hmm. really.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of President, President Trump had a little press event yesterday, and I want to cover some of the highlights, if that's okay.
We go from the sublime to the ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Let's... He says, you know, we're doing okay with the corona.
I think it's under control. I'll tell you what.
How? 1,000 Americans are dying a day.
They are dying. That's true. And it is what it is. But that doesn't mean we aren't doing everything we can. It's under control as much as you can control it.
Well said. And also,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. That's the thing about pandemics. And also,
I've
he
said
talked
my piece
about
already today. I'm being quiet. Now.
All right, let's move on. He wanted to talk about one of the great national parks in the United States, Yosemite.
When they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias.
Right. When asked for comment,
I'm not giving you 1 second to draw a gun.
How's that, Chunky?
Say, that's a right smart picture you got there, partner.
Remember, that's Yosemite Sam from Warner Brothers
Sam.
Cartoons.
Yeah, Yosemite.
I've been meaning to get to this for a while. Mike, are you familiar with Kjell Henning Bjørnstad?
Oh, yeah, we had dinner last night.
He is Norway's leading Elvis impersonator, and he broke the world record for impersonating Elvis 51 hours in a row. And the thing that really is remarkable about this, he is the leading
Isn't
Elvis.
Is it so timely?
No, it's the fact that you can be an Elvis impersonator and not sound like Elvis at all.
It's now or never. Come home.
Is he old?
That's sort of 60-ish Elvis impersonator age that they all seem to be.
Right.
Stop that. Remember the a-hole that was our Elvis impersonator in Vegas?
Oh, my God.
He was fine. He was a nice man.
That's
he
about
was nice.
The age we're looking at.
He was not right. happy to be there.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't?
I thought he was. I thought he was cocaine.
I think he was very used to being the center of attention.
Yeah.
And he didn't like playing second fiddle.
He's no Sideshow Bob.
No, and he had a lot of makeup.
I thought it was Dude Walker that wasn't happy to be there.
No,
anyway,
dude,
go ahead.
No, dude had happy time. People and parents are getting less attentive to their kids, and a survey has shown parents are now more likely than ever to feed their children macaroni and cheese for breakfast just because it's easy. So to jump on it, Kraft has put out a limited run of boxes of Kraft mac and cheese that don't say dinner. They say Kraft mac and cheese breakfast.
It's morning. The sun is shining. Your kids are... So give yourself a break and give them Kraft mac and cheese for breakfast.
So there's that. People,
it seems to me it would be less time to scramble an egg than to make macaroni and cheese, even the mixed variety.
I think you're right. The powder.
How long does it take?
You got to bring water to a boil. That takes a while.
Boil the water, or you can microwave. But even in a microwave, you heat up a pan and scramble some eggs. Mm. You know, I think I'll fix you some eggs, Margie. I think I'll fix you some eggs. There you go.
Yeah.
I'll fix you some eggs.
We were talking about how parents are being less attentive. I think the pandemic affects different people in different ways. Some people really crave attention, and they can do it in a really great passive aggressive way. Garth Brooks issued a statement that he wants to be permanently pulled out of contention for being the CMA Entertainer of the Year. He says, I don't want to win it anymore. I want someone else to win it. When in fact, isn't that just saying, look at me?
You guys pretty much saw what happened after the CMAs for all the way through the new year. It wasn't fun. And at my age, what I do is fun stuff. But there was one tweet in there that really stuck in my head that said, hey man, this guy, why doesn't he step down and just have the entertainer for the next generation? 100% agreed. So with all the love in the world, all the gratefulness, because the last thing I want to do is seem ungrateful to the CMAs and everybody that has voted for us, we are officially pulling ourselves out of Entertainer of the Year. It's time for somebody else. Hold that award. Know what that entertainer feels like.
Thank you, Garth.
Does Garth still win it?
Well, it doesn't matter. He's just saying, hey,
he's
I've
being
got this
a giver,
to say.
Rob. He's being a giver.
Is he?
I don't know. I don't really care.
I know you hate
country artists.
Well,
you
not all of them.
Music.
Not
you
all
do.
Of them.
You hate
no.
them.
I don't I, like I, the I, ones that are cookie cutter. I like the talented ones. Like your
name them.
Ricky Skaggs.
Who?
Oh, you're cheating there. That's my fave. You like that?
No, but I like him too. I like him too. I like George Jones, old school stuff. But the thing is,
weren't they more cookie cutter than the ones out there now?
No. You can take any country record now and lay it against any other country record. They all sound the same.
No, you go back and you look at the old guys. This is something that a lot of people my age have probably come around on. You look at the guys from the day, back in the day, they were unique. You put George Jones, Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, and you put them on a stage together and you go, what the hell is that? It's just this real honest talent where they were who they were. They were quirky. They were weird. Yeah. Johnny Cash.
Come back.
I remember as a kid looking at Johnny Cash, you go, what is the deal with him?
Hello.
Only later in life that I realized, hello, my name is Johnny Cash. And they lived hard lives too, which made them fun.
They're no Florida really, Georgia really Line. Kind
of right. No, they're not exactly on a pontoon boat.
Yeah. There you go.
Let's close with this. People think kids are undereducated. I disagree. This was trending on YouTube yesterday. Even young kids understand the facts of life.
Hey, Peyton, you should ask your dad where babies come from.
I already know.
No, you don't.
Yes, from her butthole.
That's right. That's your magic audio vault. No comment needed. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
Give me that one more time, Rob. Speak right, if you don't mind.
Hey, Peyton, you should ask your dad where babies come from.
I already know.
No, you don't.
Yes, from her butthole.
It's that extra word that makes that funny, by the way.
That's it. We got to get out of here, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, we're dying to hear from you. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MichaelMarischow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Need assistance? Ponyboy at MichaelMarischow.com.
Yay.
You can lend your support. Please click our Patron Society banner at MichaelMarischow.com. Means the world to us. Thank you for listening and join us again next time for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hey, Peyton, you should ask your dad where babies come from.
I already know.
No, you don't.
Yes, from your butthole.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Thank you. Sorry. Oh, gotta play my thing. Sorry about that.
Now get home safely. Good night.
It's been a good day.
Oh, yeah.
My God, what a good day for mankind.
Drop my recorder.
Good night, Jerry.
Good night, Newman.
Bye-bye.